Audio file, lesson 56, interceding for the departed. The message, our prayers for the souls in the beyond can help lead them to Jesus Christ. The Bible text, Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now the story, interceding for the departed. Each person is both a physical being and a spiritual being. The human body is mortal and can die. Our bodies, which were taken from the earth, are returned to earth when we die. A reference in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. However, our soul and spirit are immortal and live on after we die. What a person experienced, felt, believed, and thought continues to exist after their death. When someone dies, their soul and spirit enter the realm of the dead or the beyond. The condition of the souls in the beyond depends on how close they were to God on earth. A person's soul does not change because they died. The departed can become very aware of the condition of their soul. Souls in the beyond who never heard of the gospel, who never had their sins forgiven, and who never received any of the sacraments, or have turned away from God, for example, are distant from Him. This condition can only be overcome through belief in Jesus Christ and His sacrifice and by receiving the sacraments. We can help them through our prayers that intercede on their behalf. When we remember and pray for loved ones or friends who have died, our prayers can help lead them to Jesus Christ. Suggestions for the teacher. As a lead-in, you can show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask them how they feel. Let three children play the dispensing of Holy Communion for the departed in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide this guise of ministers, Holy Communion, chalices, wafers, and so on. Now begin telling the story. You can afterwards discuss with the children. What happens to someone's soul when they die? Our soul and spirit live on after we die. How does the souls live? A good answer could be, it depends on how close they were to God while they lived on earth. How can they come closer to God? Answer, if they believe in Jesus Christ and receive the sacraments. How can we help them? Answer, through our prayers that intercede on their behalf. And so on. Now the real life application. Ask the children if they know of anyone who has died. Do they know any historical figures or people who were recently in the news? Do they know people who may have not believed in God before they died? God's love is for everyone. He wants to save all people. Explain to them that we can pray for all, we exclude no one. And finally, repeat with them the message. Our prayers for the souls in the beyond can help lead them to Jesus Christ.